work, 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 work. Nobody's backing me up in this song. Work, 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 work.
I just wanted you to play the music. Work, I didn't want you to sing.
Work, 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 work. Nice people at work are paid less money, honey. Do you agree with that? Do you think that's actually true?
Yes. Well, I'm the nicest on the show, and I make the least amount of money, so.
Yeah, but you also have done the least amount of work, like, in your career, too, though. You don't have the same track history as I do and Alex.
So. I mean, if you got to think about comparing yourself to someone with equal experience and stuff like that and skill levels,
value
and then think
you
about your personalities. Yeah, think about your personalities and then think, okay, are they more nice to people than me or am I nicer? And then think about how your pay differs to see if this actually is true or not, I think.
317-239-1009. Nice people are paid less than their coworkers and are actually more likely to go bankrupt. This is according to researchers. They say the reason why this is because agreeable people simply care less about money. I disagree. I'm a very agreeable person, I think, more often than not, and I obsess with money. It keeps me up at night. But they say, therefore, you're at a higher risk of money mismanagement. They found even when agreeableness was measured in childhood, it still predicted greater financial hardship later in life.
That's not what I thought that the study was going to say. I actually thought the study was going to say nicer people make less because they don't know how to, you know, really express their worth and know their worth and really fight for getting more money. Whereas somebody that's a little bit more aggressive in personality is more likely to be like, no, you're going to pay me this or I'm not going to work here. You know what I mean? So that's what I thought it was going to say. I'm surprised that it just says they just stress about money more. That's not what I thought.
I mean, in your personal opinion, do you think like that you have to be in people's face, you got it. Because I think you can be nice. I think you can be nice and still make money. I don't think you have to be a biatch. I don't think you have to be a jerk to people to make money. I don't think that's the case.
No, it's not being a jerk. I just think it's like a general temperament. Like, it's just not, you're not a pushover. It's that you don't take no, the first no, as the answer. You know what I mean? Like, the first time you ask for a raise, they say no, and you say, okay, bye. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, you're just, you have to know what you're worth and, like, not settle less for that. I think that if you are more of a soft-spoken, sweeter person, it might be harder for you to really stand up for yourself and say, no, I deserve more money than this. Here's what I've contributed. Here's what I bring to the company. You know what I mean?
No, I think that's a big thing. I think if that's what you're talking about, then yes. I think that if that's considered nice, like not saying that and not standing up for yourself, then I agree. Nice people are going to be paid less 9 times out of 10. I've never had a boss like, hey, Joe, would you like to make more money this year? Or can I pay you more per hour?
Right.
Can I give you some perks and bonuses? Never, ever is going to happen. But I just think if you're saying like the opposite of nice is being like rude or mean, I feel like you would get paid less and get fired.
Not rude. Yeah, you don't want to be a jerk, but I feel like there's a difference. I just felt like the study was like, you know, people might perceive you as a jerk when really you don't always take, you know, the first answer is like Bible.
You can let us know what you think. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and on Instagram.